Attorney General Peg Lautenschlager recently argued that the federal government cannot make states or school districts spend their own money to fund expenses that result from the No Child Left Behind law. The law is a major Bush administration initiative to boost student performance. Education Secretary Rod Page says his department's lawyers are still looking at Lautenschlager's opinion. But Page says he thinks the federal government does adequately fund No Child Left Behind. Page consulted his notes for the state of Wisconsin.
Let's see. In this state, 03 funding was at $24 million, 23.9, that the federal government is supplying to help supplement what the citizens of this state should supply. And the next year for 04 is up to $29 million. That's about a $5 million increase. And the president has been very aggressive in protecting investment for education.
Page acknowledges Milwaukee is one of many school districts with serious financial problems, and costs are rising for everything from health care to milk for school lunches. But Page argues state and local taxpayers need to work out those problems. Milwaukee School Board President Peter Blewett says No Child Left Behind does nothing to help bridge the gap between rich and poor districts.
It seems to me the job of the federal government is to make sure that the states do the right thing. Does No Child Left Behind make the states do the right thing? No, it doesn't.
Blewett also contends the U.S. Education Department still tries to tell local school districts what to do. While in Milwaukee, Education Secretary Page also unveiled a new booklet. It gives parents advice on searching for a new public or charter school if their child's existing school fails to meet academic targets for two consecutive years. The transfer option is part of the No Child Left Behind law. Chuck Hornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio, in Milwaukee.